Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Growing up, I was always captivated by those American movies where all the kids would go on like a summer camp and they'd spend,
murdered by
those ones. All right. Not those ones. I'm talking about the fun ones. Yeah, where they go to a summer camp and, make lifelong friends, that sort of stuff. That's probably half the reason I joined Scouts back in the day, Cub Scouts.
Yeah, you were a Scouter.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
I used to love Scouts that much that I even wore my Scout uniform to work. I mean, not work, to school. To work.
Jeez. Still fits.
Yeah, still fits, yeah. To school back in the day.
I think kids, it's a little snug around the crotch, but it still fits.
Kids tried to tease me, but I was like, I'm in Scouts. I've got, all sorts of cool things, like badges and all sorts of cool things I can recite. But
which badges did you have? Do you remember?
To be honest, I don't think I really got any. I don't actually remember getting any. I think I had like the participation badge, the perfect attendance badge, just the helping the old lady across the street badge, pushing the old lady across the street badge.
Pushing the old lady into traffic.
Yeah.
Your mum used to work at the Vinnies in Bega. Did you put in the word to her, hey, mum, if anyone donates any old Scout uniforms, can you grab them and we'll get the badges off them and I'll just sell them under my own?
That's it.
To take the hard work out of it.
If it helps me get Employee of the Month around here, I'm all for it. I'll do my best. But did you join Scouts when you were growing up at all?
No.
You do a Scout phase or anything?
I never went into Scouts.
Yeah,
you couldn't trust me with a knife.
That's probably true.
Or learning how to start a fire. That's just asking for trouble.
Yeah, actually, I actually had like a little pocket knife when we went to Scouts and that, but I don't think it could have barely, cut through butter, basically. It wasn't too sharp at all. But I used to always want to go to one of these Scout camps that you used to see on TV. I'm like, oh, this would be awesome.
It did look like fun.
Yeah, but some kids went to one in North Queensland, but unfortunately, things took a bit of a turn on the Scout camp.
The camp began on Sunday.
Hello, Far North Queensland!
Overnight, gastro struck, two dozen children falling ill, Scouts Queensland sending the 8 to 11-year-olds to hospital and calling in Queensland Health.
Yeah, the norovirus, unfortunately.
Oh,
around,
God.
Yeah, 600 kids at this camp, around 25 got the green apple splatters.
I'm guessing none of the kids had their hand washing badge. Is this what's happened here?
Possibly, but what an absolute shocker, though. Talk about ruining it. They would have been so excited, so pumped up to go to this camp. Unfortunately, things went bad. The gastro, what a horrible thing.
Yeah.
And as you would imagine,
went from dib dib dob dob to
blob,
dib, dib plop plop.
Exactly right. Yeah. And as you would imagine, something like this, it's like, look, we're going to have to shut the thing down.
The camp was meant to end Friday, but after advice from Queensland Health, children will go home today and tomorrow.
All parents should keep an eye on their children as they come back from camp. Make sure to keep the child hydrated and sort of fever down.
Mm. Yeah, a bit of a short end to the camping trip for the Scouts there, unfortunately. A bit different to what they usually used to. Yeah, usually when they come back from a Scout camp, they've got stripes on the outside of their shirt, not the inside of their arms.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Yesterday, we finished the show, walked outside, and all of a sudden, we started getting inundated with calls from people up and down the far south coast reporting there'd been an earthquake.
Yeah, disaster struck here at our office. We walk out of the studio, and I think a chair was toppled over.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah, that was
the extent of the devastation. But, this was an earthquake that I think was about 10 kilometres down.
Yeah.
Out near Mains. Mansfield in Victoria, 5.9 magnitude earthquake, but the tremors were felt far and wide, like we said, here on the far south coast, out South Australia, even Tasmania.
They don't cop much at all, and they're like, ooh, what was that?
Yeah, so like we started getting these calls about tremors, and we're like, what do we do? Like, what do you do when there's an earthquake? Even this kid was baffled.
I should have dived under the table.
Yeah, I was considering calling Kevin Bacon when I heard about tremors. I was just like, what do you do? The shotgun, what, giant worms?
Well, the SES recommends you drop, you take cover, and then you hold on there until the tremors subside.
Oh,
so this is if we get any aftershocks. Hopefully we don't, but even in Armidale, it was a close call for one electrician that was working out there.
An electrician was checking a fuse box in Armidale when bricks from next door's chimney came crashing down beside his head.
Oh, yeah, he's off to get his tats lotto.
He's very lucky. Actually, everybody was very lucky. Given the magnitude of the earthquake, you thought there would have been reports of injuries or even deaths, but
yeah,
there
absolutely
wasn't. It was very lucky. And, of course, down in Victoria, they really felt the earth move, or did they?
There was lots of rumbling and I thought it was a car going up the driveway.
The whole house shook and scared the hell out of the cat.
A car up the drive? Was it a tank?
That's what I was thinking. It's like I had a lot of groceries in the car that day. Yeah, when it comes to the impact of the earthquakes, some people felt the tremors, some didn't. This lady, though, had a very strange experience in her Melbourne, inner city Melbourne building.
It's an older building, so it's kind of rattly anyway. So at first I didn't think much.
How much is your building rattling on a regular day?
It's like pictures falling down, cracks forming. Oh, that's just normal. That's just got character.
And speaking of old Melbourne structures, of course, Darren Hinch. He also felt the tremors, or maybe it was just, I don't know, it was an earth movement or maybe just a bowel movement.
I was on the phone walking around my lounge room, as you tend to do, and as soon as it started, I thought, ooh.
Like, oh, not the old brand challenge again.
Ooh. Might have to use the toot. So, fortunately, not much structural damage either to Melbourne. I think the only building that really sort of got heavily impacted was Betty's Burgers on Chapel Street.
You may have seen the image.
It just sort of, the shop front just collapsed onto the street. And the manager, Troy McDonough, he was just very happy that no one was sort of inside at the time.
The good thing was no one was hurt. You can rebuild buildings, but you can't, you know, rebuild lives.
It's easy for you to say, Troy, but this Burgers customer was devastated by the loss.
It's quite sad, really. Wondering when I'll be getting my burgers. Might be a while now.
Thoughts and prayers to that guy. Thoughts and prayers.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
All the focus has been around those nuclear submarines the last week and a bit, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
About, France isn't happy with us because we're now doing this. But something else which Australia's been investing in heavily is unmanned drones.
Unpersoned
uncrewed drones, to use the 2021 term. No crew in sight in a drone in the sky.
It really sucks the fun out of, you know, aerial combat, doesn't it? I know they got another Top Gun movie coming out. That'll probably be the last one.
That's it.
You know, you're taking the pilots out of these, you know, aircraft, these fighter craft. Who's going to be playing shirtless volleyball now?
You'll just have
You're not going to have anyone.
You have Tom Cruise in a nursing home with a headset on. Just
just with a remote control.
A little Wii Fit controller
Something. It's not as much fun when someone says, I feel the need for speed, and then pulls up a remote control and just goes,
Exactly,
you know,
right.
It's not quite the same.
It's really not, is it? But Australia's investing heavily in uncrewed drones for the future. Take a listen to this.
The future of Australia's Defence Force in our own backyard.
It's a Queensland first. It's an Australian first.
This is the Loyal Wingman, an uncrewed aircraft that can work alone and alongside our pilots in the skies. Set to be developed at Wellcamp Airport, Boeing's first site of its kind outside North America.
Okay.
So huge news for Australia. And when I hear drones, straight away I think of those ones from, you know, the ones you get from the shops that, you know, the battery charge lasts for like about 30 minutes and it can go like 200 metres and it costs you like $1,000.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that at all.
It's not like your little basic ones.
No.
It's not like your off-the-shelf JB Hi-Fi kind of drone. It's a much bigger aircraft than that.
11.5 metres long with a 7-metre wingspan, a little over half the size of our Super Hornets, capable of acting as a decoy and even providing additional firepower.
Can fight longer, deliver more ordnance against a target before they have to turn around and come home.
Yeah, so I'm guessing it's going to be quite a few years before I see something like this in the JB Hi-Fi catalogue.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be too cheap, I don't think.
There'll be no kids on the far south coast unboxing one of those for Christmas.
No, not to ruin their Christmas early.
Put it straight into the side of the shed when they take it out in the backyard.
That's it.
Pretty
cool idea. Sounds awesome.
Mm.
When are they coming?
Construction of the first drone is expected in the mid-2020s. Yeah. But first, defence needs to place an order.
Will happen, and they will definitely happen sooner than we get the first nuclear submarine.
So already we've got some rivalry with the submarines, but first of all, the words that worry me is like, we have to place an order. It's like, what, like we tried to do with the Pfizer vaccine? I'll be like, oh, that's what I forgot to
that
do.
That worked out well. That's what our Minister of Defence is like. Has anyone got the credit card? Like, I just want to put in an order for some
What's
military
drones. What's the three-digit thing on the back? But also, they're worth these things are going to be worth billions of dollars. Like, how can you trust someone to pilot something like this? It's like, who are you possibly going to get?
I'd be sweating.
Exactly right.
Whenever I go to rent out a car, I always go, give me the cheapest model you have. What's the cheapest thing to insure? Because, like, I never get, like, a convertible or a sports car because I'm worried I'll crash the damn
Premiums
thing.
Premiums through the roof and that sort of stuff. I'm thinking, what kind of an individual will be the perfect person to help out with uncrewed drones in the sky in the future? Well, I'm reckon it's probably going to be this guy, actually.
Use the force, Luke. Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.